we need to press pause again. That's why, once more, we need to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel. Gatherings are prohibited in red zones and are to be avoided in orange zones. And it's important to keep following the everyday health measures. Let's press pause again to curb the spread. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Welcome back to CKT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Annika.
And we are, here we are. We're each back in our home places.
That we are.
Let's give our listeners an idea of where we are. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, in the United States of America. What about you?
I'm in New York, in the United States of America.
Wow.
And I'm in Vancouver on the West Coast, which is the best coast.
Wow.
That's some tea.
I kind of wish I were back in Canada right now.
It's actually I know it's so bad in the States, but it is not good here either. Vancouver was pretty good for most of the summer. There's basically no COVID here. We just did whatever we wanted and we went to bars and restaurants and stuff and it was totally fine. And then in the last month, cases have gone up. We have 1,000 a day, I think now, in just the province. And the whole summer it was 100 or 35 a day, around that level. And now it's way higher. So everything is closed here now too. Restaurants are closing. You're not meant to see anyone outside your own household, all that kind of stuff.
I want to be in New Zealand right now.
True. I was actually looking into getting a New Zealand visa because I was they're obviously closed right now, but there was a week there where I was briefly I'm going to New Zealand. That's it. I'm going.
But it's insane. I don't know who. Is it a prime minister?
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened in England? There's a strain of COVID that's 60% more contagious.
They shut down, right? They shut down the planes.
Yeah.
I have a friend in England. I don't know if she's going to be able to come back.
I know I've got one there too. She goes to one of the big universities or whatever. And I didn't even know what she's going to do because Canada just stopped. They just started restricting a bunch of flights coming back from England. So
I'm checking every single day Canada travel restrictions to just make sure that they're still going to let me in.
Yeah.
I'm not a citizen. So God help me. I just really don't want to be stuck in the United States. Although, it's the first time I've been with my family during the pandemic. I thought it was going to reassure me. Turns out to stress out just as much as, we did as 5 20-year-olds in an apartment during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Even more.
Mm-hmm. I feel also there's a measure of, freedom that comes with living by yourself that's just, you get to make your own decisions for your own safety and health and, what you think is safe is what you think is that's what you do, but now there's somebody else who thinks other things are safe or doesn't think some things are safe, so your whole metric of what is and isn't okay is totally different.
Plus they're older, so they kind of have more authority there to tell.
Stressful.
It is very stressful. Anyways, are you guys done with school?
No. I am not done with school. I took a final yesterday. What did you say?
How dare they take this past the 20th?
I know, and not even that. I'm taking a Jewish philosophy class. He said he would give out the final on December 3rd and that it would be due 2 weeks from then. He gave out the final on December 9th and he has decided to let us submit it until the 25th of December. So it's due then.
So that is Christmas.
And excuse me, sir.
I guess the Jewish studies class.
I know, right? Isn't that hilarious that it's just a Jewish studies class? But I'm turning it in on the 22nd because if finals end that day, I'm just turning it in then.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be good.
Sometimes professors think they're being really, really sweet when they give these extensions, but really it's just enabling my procrastination even further. I mean, sometimes if it's a couple days, perfect. Honestly, I've appreciated every extension I've gotten, but for major procrastinators in my life, it's been detrimental.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I mean, it's been a tough semester. It really has. Maybe we should, reflect.
The hits stop coming. They start coming. And they really don't stop coming.
It's just you have to roll with the punches, really.
Yeah.
Because it was just an ongoing onslaught of work.
I feel like October hit and I did not sit down for 2 months straight.
You didn't sit down. I sat
down. I just didn't breathe. I didn't breathe it for 2 months. I mean, obviously I was sitting the whole time because I was on a computer, but I just like didn't I didn't like collect myself until I just handed my last exam on the 18th, and I'm like, oh, I forgot that I actually stopped breathing. Interesting.
This is the thing, you know, schooling during a pandemic is just, we talked about this a lot as roommates over the course of the semester, but you just get absolutely no release from the stress. You're like drowning in this workload, and then you can't feel productive because you can't just say like, okay, I'm done with work for the day. Let's just go out on town.
Let's yeah.
Just leave this behind. And I think that was really, really hard because it was just never stopped. It was just this constant dragging through.
Never ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because as long as you're at home, you're like at school because school is at home. So like, and you can't leave your house. So you're literally perpetually at school because school is just your house.
Oh my God.
I just blew Rose's mind.
Broke the entire code. That's- yeah. It's the lack of compartmentalization.
Exactly. It's the same as like when I feel like that when I was in res too, I was like, you never leave school because you live on campus. So like you're always surrounded by people you go to school with and they're always talking about school and like studying for school and just like school is everywhere. You don't want to escape it ever. You can't close the door on it.
Dang. Yeah. And I feel like, especially as college students, because you know, those rich corporation owners probably have an office or something. To go to in their house, but since we're, you know, we were five people living in an apartment in Montreal in college, so we didn't really, it got really messy in there actually, which was another source yeah. of tension for us.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it got bad.
Oh, it's yeah hard. We took in the like, oh, I remember one day it wasn't even just like the workspaces, it was like I went into the fridge and there was, I just looked at it and I was like, oh, half of this stuff needs to go. Like, none of this is edible anymore. Like, just the whole environment we were living in just became toxic. It was awful. Like, so, it was, like, so gross.
No, you just, like, well, because ever since we had to do these, like, big grocery shopping hauls, as opposed to, like, oh, I'm just going to buy this now. I'm just going to buy this another day. I found myself, like, never really finishing the food I bought and then getting tired of the food I bought, so buying more and just pushing it to the back of the fridge mm-hmm. led to a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Definitely. A lot of hoarding in the fridge.
I don't think houses are built to be lived in for that long.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Because you're supposed to have a job and friends and, like, stuff to do outside of your house and not just, like, oh, I got up this morning and walked 5 steps to my quote-unquote office, which is just my desk.
Like, I mean, our landlord came to the house and was like, to pick up our rent, because we still pay rent in cash, because it's
classic Montreal energy.
Awful. Anyways, he was just like, I think I'm going to get a cleaning lady to clean these apartments here, just because I think they've probably acquired a drastic amount of filth.
No way.
Yeah, but he never sent them. I'm pissed because
I'm angry. We deserve that.
She was so excited and it never came. The day never came.
Yeah, don't advertise that you're gonna do that and like that's already passive aggressive, and then don't like say that you're gonna do that and then not send someone to clean the house,
not come through. Honestly,
then that's just like, oh, like does he want us to clean it? Like, what are you supposed to do in that situation?
I know.
You have to clean it to your capacity, but like if a cleaning lady comes and she has that, you know, deep cleaning energy,
yeah,
go off.
Oh yeah, if I was paid to clean my house, I'd do a much more thorough job.
Oh, absolutely.
We deep cleaned before we left for break, and it was actually really like cathartic. I really enjoyed it because nice. I felt like I was being productive. I had an essay due the same night, and I was just completely ignoring that.
I always procrastinate schoolwork with housework, like. Perpetually,
which is honestly probably one of the best ways to procrastinate. So productive.
I would argue the best way to procrastinate is to not procrastinate. But if you're going to, I just blew Rose's mind again.
Wow, new revelations.
Yeah, I stay on a roll.
Anyways, so been wrapping a lot of gifts.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Do you like?
It's one of my favorite pastimes. Like, I want to buy gifts just to be able to wrap them. So I've been going.
I love wrapping gifts, and I'm steadily realizing that I'm very bad at it.
Really?
I'm really bad at it.
Oh my God, I'm so good at it.
I like, and I know the mechanism you have to like fold, you know, when you're folding the sides of it and you have to like fold them in and then
like push triangle.
It? Yeah, the triangle. Yeah. It always ends up like lopsided and like going over the top and like crumpling and just looking awful. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I cannot for life of me ever.
I think there are two ways you could be going wrong.
Okay.
So
please enlighten me.
First of all, there's two ways to fold the ends. The first thing you need to make sure is that the ends are chopped enough, but not too much. Okay, I've chopped enough so that way they're not like intersecting and getting all bunched up. That's so important. Yeah. It's also important for maybe once you're folding like one place down, really, really crease where the folds are going to be made so that there's absolutely like no air pockets that are going to form. And that way you can make sure that it's just going to be like a sleek look. And I mean, I'd say that's my recipe. It's always, you know, it's trial and error mainly, especially when you've got those weird shapes. How disrespectful for them to give you weird shapes.
Truly, if you're selling an item around Christmas time or like around the holiday season where people are giving gifts, like it should be in a box or a vestibule that is an appropriate size to be wrapped or appropriate shape to be wrapped. Like you should know.
You should know
exactly what's happening.
And then on the side of TikTok where you make like gifts look entirely different than what they
I love
are.
That.
And I love it.
Watch in a ladder or something. Yeah.
The talent that is in these TikToks is astronomical.
It's so good. My favorite one is I think it's an iPhone and it's wrapped as a teddy bear, like so precisely like a teddy bear. I was losing it. It's so funny.
Love it. Yeah, I would use, you know, I'm trying to think about because I really want to do something like this. But I would probably have to buy compostable paper to live on, to like accept, you know, what I'm doing.
Use newspaper. Yeah, I have all my, this is my third, if you guys could see Rose and Maya's faces, every single time that I say I've blown their mind is because they are staring at me open mouth.
Yeah, we're zooming, bro.
Yeah, I wrap like all of my gifts in newspaper because it's free.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
And you can compost it. So it's like
newspaper compost. Oh, right. It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Girl, I'm a genius. I've been saying.
That's fancy, fashionable.
Yeah.
Postable, just all in one. It's incredible.
Oh, God. I don't get newspapers. I don't even know where those are.
Literally, like, you know, they have the little newspaper stand, like little boxes on corners.
Little plastic in the handle.
Yeah, you open it and it's like just got newspaper in it. Like, just a bunch of those. If you, because like, you've trained your brain at this point to ignore those. So if you like start thinking, like, oh, when I go out today, I'm going to keep an eye out for one of those, you'll see a bunch everywhere.
Wow. It's kind of like when you get a car and then you start seeing the model of your car everywhere.
Exactly. Like, when you start paying attention and like looking for something specific, you'll see it everywhere. So.
Today I drove.
No.
I drove for the first time since the accident. I literally, and the thing is, I told my parents, like, we got in a big accident, not a big accident. We just got an accident after our 22-hour road trip in March, right before quarantine. And I wasn't even the one driving. I'm just like, I don't feel like ever getting in a car again. Anyways, I drove to the airport today.
Damn.
Which is like a 40-minute drive.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I have no concept of where you live in relation to your airport. Like,
well, you know how airport
that's like 5 minutes, like 2 hours.
Airports are always so far away.
True, true.
Unless you live right next to the airport.
I mean, I live 15 minutes from the airport, not like.
Oh, 40. Really? That's so nice.
Yes.
I used to live further, but now like there's like one street that runs basically like. Our airport is like in a different city from us, but that's like it's like one bridge over. So like there's one street that goes from that bridge all the way downtown. So like if you're right along that street, it like it's a straight shot down to the airport and then down.
Interesting. Ecuador? Oh yeah, so in Ecuador they used to have the airport in the middle of the city. So it was like this whole blocked off thing, and then you had the entire city around it. It was very
smart. I kinda like that.
Yeah, but then they moved it far away, and the Canadians built it, actually. So that's how, you know, pertains.
You're welcome, Ecuador. On behalf of me, myself, a Canadian, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was in the middle, so we just went. It was like 5 minutes.
That's sick.
What about the planes, though? They're just like in the air?
Yeah, no, they had an entire runway just like in the middle of the city.
Sometimes I don't realize how like in the air at once.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like that's terrifying to like have, if you're just like in a city and there's just like planes taking off all around.
True.
You know, I'd be scared. I'd be like, that thing is too close for comfort.
I saw 9 planes in the air at once a couple days ago.
What?
And it's too many planes.
I know, way too many planes, but that's probably like the rate at which they exist in the sky, you know, within a certain amount of cubic air meters. But
how many planes do you reckon are flying at one given point?
Literally so many planes. Like, I'm going to look it up, but one time I saw a number and I was just like, okay, how many airplanes in the air right now? Let's just see.
I know, like, this is like an illogical thing to think, but I feel like whenever I'm at an airport or I'm on a plane, I feel like I'm the only plane in the sky.
I feel
that.
I can't conceive of any other person on the planet being on a plane except for me and people who are on the plane right then, like being on a plane at that time.
8,000 to 20,000 planes. Honestly, less than I thought, though.
Shut up!
That's a lot, though.
I'm not lying. It's what...
8,000 planes?
Yeah.
Girl, I thought it was going to be like 100 or something. 8,000?
In the entire world, you thought it was going to be 100? There's flights taking off like this. All the time.
Girl, that's so many planes.
8,000 to 20,000, might I remind you?
Holy crap. Probably less now, though, right? Because of COVID?
Right now, it's 5,000 in this very moment. But 8,000 to 20,000 at any given moment, usually.
Wow. That's nuts, dude. That's actually fully 100% nuts.
This show is just filled with informational.
Yeah, you're welcome to our listeners for just like filling your brains.
Local Montrealers just begging to know how many planes are in the air at once.
And they're asking people who are currently not in Montreal, but in 3 different cities across North America.
Yeah, this is so weird. We Zoom, but like in the same city.
Yeah.
That's really sad, actually. I really don't like thinking about that reality.
But it's actually like, no, go ahead.
I don't know. I was sorry. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I was thinking about the vaccine recently and the fact that I would have felt a lot of joy in April if there had been the news that the vaccine was coming out. But for some reason in December, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, it's happening.
I feel like it was, like, the information was released relatively little fanfare. Like, I feel like everyone just kind of was like, oh, all right, like, sure.
Yeah.
Myself included. I kind of was like, oh, yay.
Like, I didn't see any tweets that were like, fuck yes, there's a vaccine. Like, all this, you know what I mean? And when we thought there was a vaccine, we were just like, oh, did you guys see? There's a vaccine.
Yeah. It didn't feel like the kind of like we're saved moment that I thought it was going to be like to get a vaccine.
And I don't know if it's because we're just tired or because we know it's going to take a while before everything goes back to normal anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But it just shows how drawn out this thing has been, because had I known that in May, I would have been like
screaming from the rooftops.
Screaming from the rooftops. I would have just been the happiest girl in town.
I genuinely think we all just got used to it. Like,
I can't. No, we cannot get used
like,
to it.
Not even like we're you. Like we all. I think we all have this picture in our minds that like one day stuff's gonna get back to normal. You know, but like that's feeling less and less like oh, I know what that's gonna look like and I know when that's gonna happen, and more like that's an unreachable future and it will happen at some point, but I am not connected to that future the same way that I would be if I were like, I don't know, if it was like 6 months
ago. You're not as attached to it because we're so far away from it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, vaccine.
So sad.
My mom's a doctor and she actually just got hers.
She got hers?
Got her vaccine.
Oh. My sister got it on Wednesday too.
That's crazy. I know, it's weird because before, like, I was like, oh, a vaccine. And then, like, but no, obviously no one I knew had gotten it yet. And so now, like, my mom has gotten her vaccine. I'm like, this is actually happening. Like, she's not going to get COVID now. That's crazy.
Congratulations.
Yes, she was very happy.
So exciting. So how does she feel?
I think fine. I mean, she had a couple of flu sort of symptoms the next day. Like, they, when you get a flu shot, like, I always have, like, a headache and chills the night that I get it. So she kind of had those, like, symptoms the night that she got the shot and, like, the next day a little bit. But she's fine now. She's just, like...
It makes me so happy.
I know. I can't wait for that to be me. I can't wait.
Yes.
No, but
when... I my mom, because my mom had to, well, Maya and I's moms are both psychiatrists, so they should be, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, as pressing, but my mom had to, like, sign up for it since she's a private practice or whatever, but I was like, Mom, I'm a worker, I work for you, please, put some vaccine in me.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I'm just like, the audacity, not even for your daughter.
She's not even going to bend national law for her daughter. Oh, please.
Just administer it herself. And she was like, oh my God, I'm scared.
No, well,
not in her own arm. Because she has, doctors, like, who work around her who would do it to her. Mm. But I was just like, damn, like, that would be cool as fuck. Because apparently, if you're just, like, a private practice, you can volunteer to be, like, a secondary institution that administers vaccines.
Ah,
only in the US.
Yeah, that makes sense.
US stuff right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randos given the vaccine.
Well, if you're like a doctor and you have your own vaccine, like, it makes sense that if you're trained to give injections, you should be allowed to give the vaccine. You know, spread it faster.
We should train all the people in the world to give vaccines.
True. You should get right on that.
I know. I think that's, like, a really revolutionary. I think that would work faster than just vaccinating everyone.
You're social.
Yeah, what can I say? I don't know. It's like I want to be a politician or whatever. Just kidding. I don't want to be a politician.
Can you imagine if you wanted to be a politician and they got a hold of these radio show archives?
They would cancel me so fast. Not even because I said anything offensive, but just because I was an idiot.
I feel like at a certain point in the future, like, I feel like I don't think I'm a racist or, like, I'm sexist or anything, but I feel like at some point in the future, people will look back at the things that I said, and they're gonna be offensive. I don't know why, and I don't think they're offensive now, but I feel like at some point in the future, I will be considered an offensive person.
Well, I mean, I guess that's just, like, how things work. Because things in the 80s, people did, and they didn't think they were offensive, and now they are.
Just about. I can't even think of what. I just have a feeling that something out there that I've done or said is going to be cancelable offense.
Maybe the thing of me will end up being something bad.
What did you say, sorry?
Yeet. Like,
ah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, yeet.
Yeah, yeet. Oh my gosh, that does sound like it could be offensive.
It does. I feel like, okay, there's this, like, I don't know what it is, but occasionally I'll see a word and I look at it and I'm like, that looks like it should be a slur. Like, just some words have the linguistic composition of something that looks, in English at least, like, it should be a derogatory term. And I don't know how to explain it beyond that, but I feel like there's, like, I don't know what it is.
I have the opposite feeling for bad words, like, the F word and the S word. I'm just like, why are you a bad word? Why are you like this?
True. Why are you of all words considered the no word?
And I get mad at society for getting mad at this word specifically.
As you should.
As I should.
Limit those words in this household these days.
Wait, what?
Well, being home, you're not allowed to swear.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Right?
Do you swear? Do you swear in front of your parents?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. Well, really? They're very disconnected from, like, the English language since they're
both.
So they don't understand, like, the gravity of what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely swear in front of my parents.
I don't think anything worse than, like, the S word, I don't think.
Well, I guess I don't really say anything more than the F and the S word.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't say the F word for my parents. I feel like I'd be too scared. Not that I think they'd react negatively. I think I'd just be scared to do it. Like childhood fear inside of me. That's like they're gonna get mad if I do.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I'm censoring myself.
Crazy how we're all different. Like, we're all raised different.
Crazy how we're all different, period. That's it. End of sentence.
I broke everybody's body today.
Rose said, end of racism. Done. Gone. We're all just different.
But you're right. Sorry. I just heard, like, an echo of my own voice. I'm just, like, so sorry that you have to listen to that. It's so awful.
People are tuning their radio stations to that voice.
Oh, my God. I just heard it again. In 50 years, this is what people are going to cancel me with. This voice. This voice.
It's not even bad. There are so many worse voices out there. Like, oh, my God. Do you know whose voice annoys the heck out of me?
Ooh.
Oh, what's her name? From SNL.
Oh,
Rachel Dratch. No. I cannot stand her voice.
Really?
She's you know the Debbie Downer sketch? Have you ever seen that? Where she's like,
I'm gonna look this up so to watch it for reference after.
Yeah, she just her voice. Yeah, it gets on my nerves.
I know what you're talking
about. Why?
Oh wait, is it? Okay.
It's not like a current person.
One with the short hair.
Yes.
Okay, I'll look. Oh, I've seen her play in a couple. Oh, she's in Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
No, I think.
Oh my gosh. I'm pretty sure she is. I think I remember her being in that too. I can't remember what she played, but I remember. Oh, she Harper's mom or something.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. She's definitely in. I remember her being in that show. But yeah, her voice just like bugs me. That's the voice that I would not listen to on the radio. Your voice is fine. That's where I was going with this.
I appreciate that. Our voices would sound so much better if they were inside of if they were spoken into a proper mic.
I know, a proper radio studio. That would be the dream.
Next semester, we gotta.
Heck yeah.
Next semester? Well, no, Annika's gonna be gone.
True. Fall semester, we will rage in CKAT studio once again.
That's my last semester.
What? No way. Are you graduating in the fall semester?
I'm graduating in fall 2021.
Oh, that is hecking sad.
Well, if everything goes to plan, what I might do is, since I want to study abroad in Paris so bad, I might study abroad in Paris in fall and then just do winter in.
Yeah, do that, girl.
Yeah.
No, it's just like extra money.
True.
Yeah, but then you get to study in Paris.
And then we get to visit you in Paris. Ooh. This is all selfish.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a brainer.
I'm so mad when I think about what could have been.
I know, me too. I wanted to go on exchange next semester so badly. I literally have never been more excited for anything in my entire life.
Right.
And now I'm simply heartbroken.
I was like, I'm going to go see my grandparents in January because semester doesn't start till February in Paris. I'm going to stay the whole summer in France. Wow.
What a twist. What a turn our lives have taken, eh?
A turn.
Or a lack of
mind.
Yeah, what a straight line our lives have taken.
The most linear path that we've ever been through.
A straight to B. Do not pass go. Just
right down. Barely, you know, because I can't even like get good grades.
Yeah, it's true. I was so naive going into this semester. I really said, oh, online school is gonna be so easy, no big deal. No,
I was like, oh, it's so good. I have so much time. You know, I'm not that commute or anything.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a naive little girl.
Never been more wrong in my entire life.
Well, thank God they did that little pass or fail option, huh?
But I found out, I thought it was 2 classes per semester, but it's only 6 credits over the entire term. So you can only, like, you can either pass fail 2 classes this semester or 2 classes next semester, or you can pass fail 1 this semester and 1 next semester, but you can't do 2 this semester and 2 next semester. I'm pissed.
Yeah, that is annoying. Well, that's leave it to Miguel to like give us a win, but like the worst possible win. The
worst win.
Worst yeah. win. Like,
credits. That's for some people. That's one class. The entire thing.
I know. I'm like shocked. I don't get it.
Thank you for telling me that, because I would have wasted my 6 credits. Just like, although.
Well, I was going to do that. And then I got another email, and then someone else told me that this was happening, and I didn't believe them, but it looks like it is.
The audacity. Well, okay, well, that changes things, I guess. Well, I should really limit the amount of classes I pass or fail, because apparently, like, schools look at that.
I feel like, but also if you're going to grad school, you're going to do an interview, right? And like in that interview, you can have space to explain yourself and like probably why you took pass fail. Like if you're like, it was a global pandemic and I have never been stressed in my entire life and I am like, I just did not have a good time, then I think like that's a pretty valid reason to pass up classes.
Yeah, you're right. The global pandemic thing really is on my side.
Yeah. I feel like if anything, that's like more cause for leniency. Like this is the most stressful event of probably most of our lives, you know. So
overall, like, what do we think about how professors have been this semester? Do we think that they've been adequate in their accommodations?
I mean, for me personally, I thought that it was really like, if you have online school, you should have clear guidelines of how you're doing throughout the entire semester. Like when you're in class sort of, and you have more of that personal connection with them, like you can kind of know where you are in the class, but I literally knew nothing. Like I got one grade back after the drop period, mm-hmm. like after the ad drop period, I got one grade back for one class and that's all I know about the class. Mm. I received one grade for it and it's just not clear. And there's no feedback either. It's just the grade, it's no feedback. And so I literally have a grade, don't know what it means, and then also like that's it. So that's what I thought they could have done better.
Mm-hmm. I feel like most of them were, I feel like they were probably doing what they thought was best. Like I don't think anyone had malicious intent going into the semester. I think just like profs were confused, like obviously we were confused, we're all learning how to use this platform, and especially with, you know, grading and like everything. I don't know. There were so many little things throughout the semester, like week quizzes, weekly discussion posts, that kind of stuff, in like most of my classes. And that builds up. And I think it was just a matter of, you know, profs not being aware that we all take, most of us are taking 5 classes, you know, or 4 or 5. So we have a lot. If we have to do 4 like weekly things every single week, that it builds up to a lot of your time. So
yeah,
that's a good point, especially because we're used to the way college kind of works, at least for poli sci, because I know it's different for music because you guys have like assignments a lot more often, but for poli sci, you usually have maybe like 2 or 3 essays and then maybe a final, or like 2 or 3 midterm final, whatever. It's never like weekly thing. Maybe attendance counts, but like things like that. But now like they've completely changed the structure of the course in order to make it to hold people more accountable. But it like added such a workload because it was just like weekly discussion post, 2 weekly discussion posts. But like then you don't know how good your discussion post has to be. Then you don't know exactly your grades on them because they have to grade all of them, which takes a really long time. And so I feel like changing the structure of the course probably made them, they were probably thinking that it was a good idea, but in reality, it was like, you know, it was a lot more for the student than they had anticipated. But yeah, nobody was mean.
Yeah, I didn't have any profs who were like if we asked for a change, I think most of them are pretty receptive to hearing it. I think it was just, you know, a lot of the times, at least for me, I don't really feel like, I feel like I if I have an issue with a class or how it's run, my baseline is not to talk to the prof or TA about it. I just like grumble about it to other people, you know? So I think, you know, if they were aware that there was as big a problem as there was, like they would take it into consideration. But that's just my point of view. I mean, I don't know if other people are talking about
it. I mean, it was particularly saddening to have like how isolated I was from the material, and I just felt like I couldn't really talk to the professor because it was just like a formal email each time, which made, there was just like such a big wall in between me and the professor and like the class in general, just because of the technology that was, that it was all like run through. I don't know. I mean, that's obvious. That's like everybody's going through that, I guess, you know. I just can't imagine those little kids like in elementary school having to do this.
Yeah.
Especially because like half of their education comes from socialization and like learning all of these power dynamics and hierarchies, and like they can't do that.
Well, that's the thing, right? I wonder what, like, you know, in your prime developmental years, if you aren't allowed to interact with other kids in person and like adults at a, in a school setting, like that's probably gonna have major effects on a child's development, right? So I'm actually like, this is the
psychology.
Yeah, this is a psychology major in me that's like, oh, I'm really interested to see how these children are messed up because of this pandemic. But like, it's awful, but it is really gonna be probably really interesting to see how their brain development differs from the rest of us facing these 2 years of their lives.
That's a great point, because we say, you know, all these things about social media, and obviously that has a great impact on kids, but then that's just like that level of technological impact compressed into 1 year of your life, and it's like real world stuff when it's literally limiting your interactions with other people. I mean, it's just gonna be crazy. Even us, like, I feel like it's changed the way I socialize. I can't imagine how it will impact a child who hasn't even developed the way they socialize.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just like, to see how the pandemic has affected me as a personal, like on a personal level, like how devastating it's been for me, how my social skills have turned to dust, basically. Like, how can a child go through this when I can barely hang on and I've already gone through the whole socialization process?
Yeah.
Sad. Cheers. But,
well, on that very, very happy note,
we should wrap things up.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I mean, so good to talk to you guys as always.
Yeah. Good to hash out all the things that I'm thinking at the moment.
Yeah, it's important. I read a Montreal blog. It was like 9 practices to do, like, when you're at home during the holidays, like, in Montreal, and one of it was like communication. Communicate to your friends. So
here we are communicating, and everyone listening should also communicate with their friends too.
Yeah, I feel bad for the fate of this show, just because we used to have listings and stuff of things to do, but now we're just floating flesh bodies going through the
Jesus Christ.
I know, I'm just particularly,
Rose is done. Rose is
annoying. I'm so done with this. Like, I don't even want to like act anymore. Act like everything's okay anymore. You know,
I'm just tired.
Why should we? Honestly.
Why should we? That's the thing. We've just been putting on like a brave face. I just want to show my weaknesses,
which is so, like, that's it. That's what we need to do.
That's what we need to do. I think we've done this. I think we did a fair amount of complaining in this little Zoom. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. Okay, my friends. Well, it was lovely seeing you guys. Thank you for listening to everybody who is just listening to the radio and being subjected to this. Yeah. To this. Okay. Bye.
See you.
90.3 FM, All Things McGill. And Maya, you'll send me that link, eh?
Yes, I will.
Right. Bye.
To slow the spread of the virus, we need to press pause again. That's why once more, we need to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel. Gatherings are prohibited in red zones and are to be avoided in orange zones. And it's important to keep following the everyday health measures. Let's press pause again to curb the spread. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
If only I could find myself, I would be all right.
K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip, and self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
A lua girou.